Hello again, Buiz. Just to let you know, I will be doing quite a few booths today because there's a few issues that I want to cover. This today is about starting or planning to go to university when you are visually impaired. Now, I am at full-time education in university. I'm studying a BA Honours in English Literature, and I have a scholarship to study with Goldsmiths. And I am a strong believer that you should do whatever you want, no matter what. And if you feel that you can manage it, you should go for it. Now, a lot of people would be quite nervous about going to university anyway, and I completely understand, especially if you're disabled or have a sight impairment, that you would be nervous about going to university. I completely agree with you. But you should never let that override your decision to go to university because there are ways around of helping you. There are, there's the Student Finance England, which have a special DSA grant. There would be your disability officers. There would be all the organisations like the RNIB and Guide Dogs to help you along the way as well. And so I really, really do believe that if you want to go to university and if you know what you want to study, then go because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing well. And at the end of the day, a job employer will say that because of your disability, you'll have had to work that 50% harder to get your grades at the end of it. So they will take you a lot more seriously at the end. So always take that into consideration as well. And honestly, I promise, promise, promise any one of you who go to university that you'll get there and you'll have a ball because you'll be with people who want to be there and who are 9 times out of 10, if they haven't actually got a scholarship, they are paying for they're paying for their education and they want to be there and you'll have such a good time. I honestly swear that to you, well and truly now. So I thought I'd leave with that one. And please, if you want any advice on university, do get in touch. I'd be more than happy to answer anyone's questions. So, bye bye, Audioboo.